NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. On Thursday, Lee County Commissioners allocated $1 million to the City of Lovington to be used for the construction of the Lee County Veterans Memorial, which will be located in Lovington. The proposed memorial has been in discussion for about a decade. Phase one of the project is estimated at $1.16 million and includes the cost for the acquisition of the final parcel of land. Phase two construction is estimated at $450,000 and is expected to take about 3 months. The total cost estimated for the project is $1.61 million. In 2023, Tatum faced significant turmoil, leading to the dissolution of its police department, the resignation and firing of several city positions, and lawsuits. The town of Tatum reached a settlement agreement in September for $600,000 in a lawsuit filed in May of 2023 by three former Tatum Police Department officers, Vashawn Robinson, Teresa Grady, and Christopher Miller. The lawsuit against the town of Tatum, former Tatum Mayor Amy Gutierrez, and former Tatum Police Chief Kevin Gutierrez accused both of nepotism, retaliation, discrimination, and violating the New Mexico Whistleblower Protection Act. And the Eastern New Mexico Fair starts at 10 a.m. on Wednesday in Roswell with a parade, which will feature 87 participants. The fair runs through Saturday. Admission is $12 for adults, $8 for children 3 to 12, and $8 for seniors, except on Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday is Ride'em Cowboy Day, and while admission is $25 per person, everyone also receives a carnival armband to enjoy the rides. On Senior Day Wednesday, seniors over the age of 55 will receive free admission. Admission price includes parking entertainment. Entertainment starts at 2 daily and includes many musical acts and the Pecos Valley Stampede Ranch Rodeo. That's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.